The Thread is a new hit podcast from Ozzymedia that explores history's surprising connections in order to discover how one thing leads to another, like how movie moguls in early Hollywood helped spark the Me Too movement today. Get it on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen.
Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Uh-huh. Hat on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, diamond things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together,
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. I got a radio show. Just trying to give God some back. Just some back of what he done gave me. Just a portion, you know. I'm just trying, man, to show some type of gratitude for all his blessings. I'm just trying to, man, just get it right sometimes. You know what I mean? I mean, man, you just can't do what you want to do and just live wrong all the time, man. You got to, at one point in time, Steve, come on, man. Come on, man. You could do better. I know you can. You know, and you know what I had to do? I had to stop saying, I'm going to try to do better. And I just had to say, hey, man, I'm going to do better. You know, trying is just to put forth an effort. And then if it don't work, well, okay. But if you make up in your mind that I'm going to do something, then trying isn't enough. It's getting it done is the only thing that matters. See, it's the difference between doing and trying. We're going to try to win the game, or we're going to go out here to win the game. Now, trying to win the game means that you could lose. But when you got in your mind made up, most athletes will tell you that they go out there with the full intent and purpose of winning and winning only. See, they don't put the second place finisher on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Second place don't get you there. You got to win. And now, take it out of the scope of athletics, but keep it in that type of analogy. In life, man, you want to win in life, don't you? I mean, at the end of the day, don't you want to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated of life? Don't you want to be recognized for your hard work? Don't you want, you know, to be recognized in the bonus structure down at your job? Don't you want to have your plaque up on the wall down at your job? I mean, most people do. Some people could care less. Some people don't care about looking good or being their best. And that's cool, but I ain't talking to them, though. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to those of you who want to be the best you can be. You know, people kill me when they get mad at people. And he brown-nosed and he all up on the employee of the month. Man, the dude doing his job to the best of his ability and he getting recognized for it. What that got to do with all that you talking about? Because you ain't up there. It's amazing, man, how people describe other people's success. He's so lucky. Lucky? Hey, man, don't they kind of get you a little bit when people call you lucky? When, let me tell you what luck really is, y'all. Luck is when hard work bumps up into opportunity. when hard work runs smack dab up into opportunity, some people call that luck. But hold on. Let's think about this. If you wasn't working hard and opportunity presented itself, what would you call that? What you call that, a missed opportunity? What you call that, wrong place at the wrong time? Boy, you missed out on that. But see, when you've been working hard, an opportunity presents itself and it bumps up into each other. Now people want to call that luck. But hold up, here go the part, though, that they ain't paying no attention to. Yeah, that opportunity came by. But if you had not been working hard and the hard work had not ran up into opportunity, what would you have? No, sir, it's not luck. It's work. It is work. Because there's a scripture that says faith without works is dead. Look, I know I use the same ones all the time, but them the ones I know. I mean, what you want me to do? You want me to lie to you? You want me to come on here and tell you, man, I've been studying the Bible? I haven't. But my mama was a Sunday school teacher. She taught me enough, though. Now, I know the difference between right and wrong just like you do. You ain't got to, you know, it kills me when people write a strawberry letter. Am I wrong for this? You know, good and well, look at, listen, read your letter. Are you wrong for this? You know, you wrong? What, you don't need us to be telling, you know, but I'm going to do this anyway. Well, see, go ahead, though. Do what you want to do. But you know what, y'all? Here's the best advice I can give you. This is what I really came to talk about this morning, but I got sidetracked because I listened. You know what? Get out of your own way. So many of us are blocking our own blessings. We just in our own way. We are in our own way. And one of the most dangerous ways you can get in your way is to do it your way. To get it figured your way and to lock in on your way, and this the way it's got to go. Do you know how many people are blocking their blessings? Do you know how long I blocked mine with that mindset right there? This is how I want it to happen. This is how I want it to go down. This the way I'm going to go about it. And this what's going to happen. Lock, loaded, fire. So I was dead set on doing it my way. Have you ever talked to people? Man, well, this is just the way I do it. Look, because it's the way you do it, you think that make it the right way? You think just because you done thought on it long and hard and that's what you really want, do you really think that your way is the right way? Or could there be a better way? See, until I started listening to God and started paying attention to his way, man, I was spinning my wheels, man. I was out here so determined this how I was going to do it. But, you know, I had to learn how to get out of my own way. Because just because I could do it my way didn't mean it was the right way. I had to get out of my own way. Just get out your way, man. Now, what does that mean? That means, see, set your goals. That means have your dreams. I'm saying set your goals, man. I ain't saying don't set goals. Listen to me. Set your goals. What is it you want to happen? What is it you'd like to have? What is it you'd like to be? What do you aspire to? Set your goals and set your dreams. Now, take your goals and your dreams to God and ask God to show you how. Man, you can save yourself a lot of pain. Listen to somebody who did it his way for so long. And when I finally got out of my way, out of my own way, when you've heard old people say, let go and let God. You've heard them say that. I didn't get it, but I got it now. Let go and let God. And it's an amazing little saying, though. Now, you know, you may not get it now. It took me a bunch of years to get it, too. But when I took my goals and my dreams and my vision to God, and I said, God, this is what I hope for. This is what I aspire to. This is what I want to be. This is where I would love to get to. Then I said, help me. Show me how. Point me in the right direction. Let me follow your footsteps. Guide me. Hey, give me a spirit of discernment. Show me who wrong. Because I meet people every day ain't up to no good with me. Every single day. Oh, man, I can't believe I run up into you, man. The Lord told me something was going to happen to me today. Well, see, I talk to him every day. He did not mention you to me. He ain't said nothing to me. He didn't tell me what was going to happen in my life. Now, that don't mean it can't happen because I'm open to it. But it amazes me when people come up to me, man, the Lord wanted me to tell you this. Hold on, man. I talk to him every day. Every day. Some days more than others. I ain't perfect. I miss sometimes. But I'm on a daily basis talking to him. So really, man, I'm please know I'm listening as well as I've ever listened before. But get yourself together, though. See, know your goals and your dreams, and then let God show you how to do it. He'll do it. You know, it's so important, everybody, that you get focused, that you aim for something, that you dream of something, that you aspire to something. But it's the best thing you can do after you do all that. Man, get God involved in it, man. Talk to him. I mean, why would you not? What you got to lose? You ain't got to go down there and make no big scene and run laps around the church and run up there and throw yourself on the altar and scream and flip over and throw money in the air. You ain't got to do that. This you and God, man. This you and God. You know, you got to serve and praise him the way you do it. You got to let nobody else tell you how it's done. It's a personal relationship. People kill me if you don't do it this way, if you don't come here to this church and you don't run around in this circle and you don't get flipped in the air and you don't, hey man, you better go have a relationship with God, see what that's about. You understand? Don't nobody throw you off with all that, all right? All right, y'all, talk to him. He'd love to hear from you today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Let us begin. Shirley Strawberry.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Wonderful, darling. Carla Farrell.
Good morning, Steve. Crew, what's happening?
In and out. Happy, sad. Up, down. Joyful.
Morning, up.
Joy and pain.
Pick one.
Joy and pain. Joy
and pain.
Pain.
Don't come
in. Like again, sunshine and rain.
Give it to me, give it to me.
You need for yourself joy. That's Junior. And pain.
They had one
a little drop
time.
Of sunshine, and then here come
and
the
pain.
Rain.
Man.
Yeah. Jay.
Watch out there now, Steve Harvey. What's going on with you, boy?
Ain't nothing, pimp. King of pranks, the fool.
Yes, sir. In the building. Top, top. Yeah. It's Friday, man. It's Friday.
Never
best
man
day of the
Friday.
Week.
Woo.
Yep. Don't know nothing about it no more. But it sure used to be. You know how you be grateful for your life, but then be a little sad about it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm going through that right now.
Then
you got them good jobs, though. You got good jobs.
Yeah.
You ain't running no jackhammer. Let's
and
get that
lots
understood.
Of money. Lots of money.
You ain't no assembly line or nothing like that.
Yeah.
You ain't saying, may I take your order?
Hard labor. He's not doing that.
You ain't saying plastic or
you
paper.
You ain't at the drive-thru. Come on, man.
You ain't say I pool right on here.
You ain't yelling out, that flow wet. You can't go through that, though.
You was at the drive-thru at Burger King? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was a fry cook.
Really?
Fry cook. Okay. Then they put. I made it. They only put me on the window one day. I told all my boys I was gonna be on the window. I gave away so much free.
The king worked at Burger King. Uh-huh. I didn't know that.
Didn't you do a Burger crazy, King commercial, man. Steve?
He did. Once about, back
yeah,
in the
back in the day. Yep.
Yeah, that's right. I did a Burger King commercial.
Yeah, Burger King.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Uh-huh. Denny's. You did a
that's
Denny's.
That's crazy how your life take those turns.
Right. Man. It is.
All the places you used to eat at, you were doing commercials for.
Yeah, man. All the places I used to, like, I used to work at Ford Motor Company. Then I was doing Ford Motor Company sponsored events, all of that. Mm-hmm. Life goes in full circles. If you never give up, man, it can happen.
Come on back around.
Well, I ain't never worked for divorce court. I spent a lot of time there, damn it.
You're so bitter.
Nobody no full knows. Circle for you,
it
huh?
Ain't been full circle for my ass.
They might be hiring, though, Jay. You need to cut out.
You know something, though, Jay? Court has been up and down for me. Lost all my divorces. I lost.
It's only
and
been
then
two.
In any other court case, I've won. I've never gone to court and lost. Never.
Yeah, I can't see that.
Pretty but good. It's usually some evil person trying to take me to court.
All right, listen.
I got another one right now. He finna find out like all the rest of them.
Coming up, what's something you wish you weren't too old to do anymore, okay? something funny coming up at 32 after the hour. Think about it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, I want to ask the guys something. What is something you wish you weren't too old to do anymore? Like, for instance, Carla, you jumped in a bouncy castle with kids at a festival. You did that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I weigh too much and too old to be doing that. I was exhausted.
You got no business up in there.
None, Jay.
Did you do a flip? Did you do a flip?
I tried.
Jumping on there, knocking all the kids off.
Yes,
up in the air.
Yeah, all of that. Way too old for that,
y'all. So, okay, Steve, we'll start with you. What are you too old to do but really wish you weren't too old to do anymore? Something that you
I really wish
doing.
I could just stand here and pee on myself.
Oh, that what you wish? Being a baby, an infant.
Go back to being a baby.
Man, and then somebody changed me.
You know, they got people that do that, Steve.
Huh?
They got
professional changers?
Back. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I don't want that no more, though.
No, you don't want it now. No.
Caregiver, Shirley.
Oh. Yeah.
Home health care.
Yeah, home health care. Yeah, but they be cussing when they doing it, though. That.
Oh, no, well, yeah, that's a difference. Steve's not sick or anything.
No, that's what he wanted to do.
No, yeah. I don't. Matter of fact, I don't really want that to happen.
Yeah, okay.
You want to do over? You want to do over?
Yeah, well, for real, what would you really wish you could do?
Oh, roller skate.
Oh,
ride a skateboard.
Oh, yeah, that's like your, why I can't you do that? Because your knees?
Man. Well, no, I can't fall.
Ain't nobody fall no more. None of us on the show can
none
fall.
None of us can fall.
You fall now.
Man.
You fall.
It's actually devastating.
Yeah, it is. Jay.
But back in the day when you fall, you could bounce up. You could jump right up.
You can't do that.
Oh, no. Fall is different. Now.
Yeah, and it's some noises that go with that fall.
You ain't got no cartilage.
Well, what about
see,
you?
Like right now, if you fall, you don't bounce up. You lay still.
Your body got to reboot.
And just start seeing what works.
Yeah, take your time.
You start checking stuff. Mm.
Do we have a goal for legs?
Good.
Arms?
Check.
Can I see?
That's the big one. Can I see?
Can I see?
How long I've been laying down there?
That's a good question. A good question right there. What about you, Jay? Something you might be too old to do
Steve,
now that you wish you weren't.
Steve took mine, but I really wish I could like ride. I cannot ride a bike now. I'm scared I'm gonna fall, like Steve said. I would like to ride.
Oh, you can ride a bike, Jay.
No, somebody going to hit me with a car. And, you know, I just see it. I see bad stuff when I ride.
Somebody going to hit me with a car.
That tells you his point of view for his life.
Car.
Something major got to happen to him.
I'm going
to
get hit with a car.
We mean just a regular bike, not a motorcycle, Jay.
Yeah. I wish
like
really,
a bike, and
Steve,
you could go on a bike trail. Jay.
Yeah,
wear a helmet.
Because back in the day, I really could roller skate really, really good. But I couldn't do it now. No way.
Can't fall. You can't hit the knees.
Yeah.
It's the knees, Jay.
No, it ain't the knees.
You don't want to break anything.
What is?
You fall back.
It's that fall.
Yeah.
It's that
fall. And you trying to stop the fall, you could break something.
And it's way slower nowadays if I get on some skates. It's really slow. Like sir, could you get your ass up?
You all beat Jay.
You think you're going around the rink at a high speed?
Yeah. You are not moving.
You're not moving at all. It's baby steps. And then the guy behind you said, dude, get out the way.
That's the way I feel on
the
freeway.
You supposed to be on the inside, sir.
Yeah. What about you?
So you supposed to be on the inside?
What about you, nephew?
Threesome. I wish I could still do it. What? What?
You're too old for that?
See,
I can't
run,
really perform the way I have. What'd you say, Jay?
Nothing. Team timing.
All day.
No, you didn't say something ignorant. Now, what did you say?
I said I thought you was going to say run, but you didn't say
run. Oh, pip-pop team.
Yeah.
Team Tommy, though.
I was about to do it, but you did it for me.
President and CEO of Team Tommy said that.
Oh, we got a meeting on him immediately.
So, okay, so roller skating and threesome.
Threesome, Shirley. It just I can't do it no more. Okay. I wish I could.
Wow. Okay. I never could, Tommy.
Yeah, you had bad experiences.
So how many times did you deal with that, Steve? It was just one time? That one time?
Oh, he'd have tried no more after that. So
one time, and I knew right away, this is not for me. There's too much damn confusion.
It is.
It's a lot of fun, though. Confusion fun.
Kiss you for 10 seconds. Kiss you for 10 seconds. Rub you three times. Rub you three times. Pat you five times. Pat you five times.
So you thought it had to be even.
Yeah, he tried to distribute it.
Stare in your eyes.
You ain't got to do that.
Stare in your eyes. I couldn't keep track of the damn time.
Do what? Stare in your what? In your eyes.
Stare in your eyes for 30 seconds. Stare in your eyes for 30 seconds.
Yours went much better than mine, Steve.
How did yours go?
Mine was like, ladies, I'm here, okay?
I did what, Jay?
Ladies, it's a threesome.
They crossed your eyes.
They act like you wasn't there.
Ladies, hello. Finished. I tell you what, I'm gonna go downstairs and get something to eat, and I'll be back up. Maybe y'all be done. Okay.
Hello. But Steve, how did yours end? I can't remember how yours ended.
Was everybody satisfied on when you left?
Mm-mm. No, hell no.
What
ended was one girl said, "I really don't think you're into me."
Oh.
I was so happy. She got up.
Mm-hmm.
Man, cool. Then I went to work. Oh. Yeah, focused.
All right.
One track, one mind. Let's go. Unison. And now. Yeah.
All right. Nephew Tommy's Run That Prank Back is coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, many people across the country are just still stunned and shocked and in awe about the tragic news of this deadly mass shooting.
I'm beating a dead horse here. I keep saying gun control. I keep saying gun control. We keep saying end police brutality. We keep saying, man.
Yeah.
And I feel so horrible for the families, for all the innocent people, mm-hmm. man. Yeah.
All right. Well, coming up next, Miss Ann is here with our national news and, of course, the latest information. And we'll hear what she has to say, of course. And then, of course, I mean, we know that things happen in the world, but we're here to do our job as well. And the show must go on. And Nephew Tommy is here with a prank phone call.
We're going to run it back 8 and 2.
10.
Okay. 8 and 2.
10.
I'm a numbers guy. 8 and 2.
10.
Run it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get Samantha.
This Sam. This Sam.
Sam. Okay, Sam. All right. Hey.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was Samantha. Okay, this Sam?
Yeah, it's Sam, man. What's up?
Okay, hey, my name is Calvin. I wanted to reach out to you, holler at you about your girl, right? Your girlfriend?
Yeah, she is.
Okay, how long y'all been together?
We've been together about 10, 11 years. What's going on?
Well, listen, me and been hollering at each other for like the last few months or whatever. I wanted to reach out to you, you know. Didn't want to call you. She wanted me to call you. I wanted to tell you that, you know, didn't decide she want to start hanging with me. She want me to come over to the house and pick her stuff up.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, really? Really, that's what's going on. You calling me. She done told you to call me and tell me this.
Basically, what I wanted to do, Sam, is just have a man-to-man talk with you. And just let you know.
Yeah, girl, you that's what's going on right now. Don't do it, cause right now you just talking a bunch of what's up.
Nah, what I'm saying is that, you know, I'm already making room for her at my apartment. I'm just trying to come
over. listen, that ain't none of that. It's whatever. If you want to come get come get but it ain't going out. We ain't going out without a fight. I'm not tripping. I'm not tripping with you, and I'm not tripping with her. But you come to my house talking about getting from my out of my house, then it's going down. Me and you. So what's up? You coming to get us? Cause I'm on the road right now in these trucks, but I'll meet you there. So if you coming to get us, come on with it.
Okay, hold up though. Let's back up, cause see, like I say, I'm trying to handle this. You know where then we ain't gotta have no problem. All I want to do is come in the house and get her stuff. And pack it up so I can get it over to
my. You think you just finna come into my house? That I've been with all these years, you think you just gonna be, we just gonna be peaches and cream? You got me. I'm telling you, dog, you come to my house, it's going down. And that's just that. She needs to be a woman. Why don't she bring it to me? Why she didn't bring it to me? You know what I'm saying? What's up? What y'all wanna be together now or she ain't no more?
All I know is she was feeling me. That's all I'm saying. She was feeling me, you know.
She feeling you.
I mean, do you have a problem with her leaving? Because that's her choice. You know what I'm saying? If she claims she want to be with me, that's what she want. You know, I ain't knocking what nobody do. You understand? But what I'm trying to tell you is she telling me she want to be with me. So I'm just trying to get you to live. Is it better for me and her to go over there while you ain't there and get her stuff?
Dog, all this you saying now, I ain't got the rational thing with you. She needs to be the one telling me all of this. And since she can't do it, and you a man, you know, that's what you call for, man to man, come get up. That's all I'm saying. Come get up.
Hey, Samantha, for real though.
Hey, say, man, my name is Sam, man. I ain't gonna tell you that no more. I already told you that when you first called.
Okay, Sam, so listen. Okay, well, hey, you know what? I ain't even finna go back and forth with you. Didn't chose me. I'm finna come get her.
Hey, all this you talking, you still on this phone with all that jaw jacking. If you wanna come get her, I done invited you. So if you wanna bring your over here, come get it. I'm 8-2, old. I whooped 8-2 of them got me, but I'll tell you this much, two of them, like them two there, they don't wanna me no more. They don't want to rock with me no more. Drop. And like I said, tell that come with you. She ought to be woman enough when she's behind the back in the background telling you to come tell me some. Ain't that some man? I'm a and you come because you acting like a boy too. I'm a flat. So what's up?
Okay, well, look here. Let me go and say this here to you then. Can I tell you what she told me?
Man, you tell me whatever you want to tell me. Really, I don't what she told you, but what's up?
I just want to tell you, she told me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, oh, man, this is...
Sam, you all right?
I'm straight, man. Man, y'all wrong, man. Look here, man, y'all had me ready.
Hey, I gotta hear you say one more thing. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Show, man.
Do you think they'll ever have an Oscar for the greatest prankster?
If it's a movie, yeah. Okay. That's what they give Oscars for.
Yeah, you'd be the first one to get
movies.
Uh huh.
Great.
I got to, actually right now Jay is punching up the movie. I got the prank.
We're working
movie,
on it right now.
All right.
We're working on it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then the answer to your question is still no.
Yes. you don't think you can win an Oscar for a prank movie?
I'm not saying that. Yeah. Comedies very rarely win though. Comedies very
Nobody
rarely.
You no damn Oscar for that. You don't even have a prank movie.
Yes,
didn't you just hear him?
He's working on it.
Yeah,
he's working on it.
He don't have a prank movie. Is y'all listening?
Yeah.
I got a prank movie. Am I lying, Jay?
No, he's not lying.
No,
he's lying about some other stuff.
That's not what I'm saying. You're missing what I'm saying. The movie doesn't exist as of yet, is what I'm saying to you.
Yeah. It ain't done yet.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying you don't have a good idea. I'm not saying that there won't ever be a prank movie. But we've had Jackass 1, Jackass 2. We've had Jackass Grandpa.
That was hilarious.
They not even up for consideration.
Mm-hmm. Well, very rarely are comedies you know, considered for
they don't win
for
Oscars.
Oscars.
But
very
what they
rarely.
Haven't had is Black Jackass.
Or Take the Jack Out.
Once we hit him with Black Jackass, it's all over with, Steve.
Here come the Oscars.
I can smell it.
Okay.
You have some dates, Tommy, or something.
Yeah, let me just put them out there. Mm-hmm. Since nothing I'm doing going to work.
I didn't say it won't work. Why don't we make the movie and just make a lot of money?
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
That'd be better okay. than an Oscar.
Da-da-da.
Coming up at the top of the hour, guys, we got to get a little serious here. Miss Ann is here with our national news and, of course, the latest of this deadly mass shooting. And we'll hear what she has to say, of course. And then the officer who shot and killed Antoine Rose is charged. Mm. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
East Pittsburgh police officer Michael Rosefield shot and killed Antoine Rose, an unarmed black teen, and now he's been charged with criminal homicide. To review, Rose was riding in a car that had been pulled over because the East Pittsburgh police suspected it had been used in an earlier shooting. New details reveal that Officer Rosefield made inconsistent statements on whether he thought Rose had a weapon before he shot and killed the 17-year-old. District Attorney there, Steve Zappala, said Rosefield's actions were recklessly and without justification. And the evidence supports charges of manslaughter and third-degree murder. The DA's office also has the right to argue murder in the first, which the state could, which the state code classifies as an intentional killing. Additionally, the officer was not acting to prevent death or serious bodily injury. Rosefield, his bail was set at $250,000, and a preliminary hearing is scheduled for July 6th. Wow, that's next
wow.
week.
Mm-hmm. Well, so he was charged.
Yeah, so he was charged.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Man.
That's good.
Something has to happen
mm-hmm.
to police officers who illegally shoot and kill people.
Yeah.
There is no legal justification for the vast majority of murders of these people in this country. There is no justification. You can't justify choking that man out with them cigars. You just can't justify the Castillo murder when he was shot in the car. The girl recorded it. You cannot justify the man in North Carolina who was running away from the police and shot 8 times. You cannot justify any of these, man. It's illegal to do that to another human being. And until someone pays, they will continue. I don't care if you are a police officer. You have got to be trained. And if you don't follow training and protocol, that's your problem. But here's another thing. The police need to start giving us a copy. You know what police officers should do? Work with the community. Give a community a copy of their procedure laws. Because every time some black kid gets shot, I hear about a procedure that the police officers were following. And I'm trying to figure out what procedure allows you to shoot this innocent person. Because the procedure keep getting put in every time somebody getting shot. How many damn procedures they got? So what has turned out so far is that anytime you kill an African-American man, it's within procedure. Show me these procedures, man. Where is this on paper that you could shoot a man, that you could choke a man out for selling cigarettes, that you can shoot a man in the back for running away? Even if a person stole a car, that's not a murderable offense.
Nope.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Right.
Mm-mm.
Not at all.
Michael Brown walking towards you with hands up. This man is dead. What procedure was he following?
Trayvon Martin.
We need a copy of all police procedures because I'm telling you, man, they're making them up as we go. Yeah. That's really how I feel about it. It just feels to me like they're making these procedures up to forget to coincide with the circumstance.
Right.
And we're tired of it, man. We're just damn tired of it.
Yeah, and meanwhile,
I hope this police officer get plenty of damn time and the message go across the country. We got to stop defending this stuff right here. There's too many good police officers out here that's doing the right thing. We got to keep paying the price with these buttholes with these guns. Mm. I'm sorry.
Huh. All right, Steve. Please, let's introduce Miss Ann. She's here with our headlines.
Right now, we got a special report on all of this from Miss Ann.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Okay, authorities say that the shooting yesterday at a Maryland newspaper that left five people dead and two others wounded was a targeted and not random attack on the Capitol Gazette. Acting Police Chief Bill Crump says the suspected gunman is 38-year-old Jared Warren Ramos, who had sued the paper apparently over defamation and lost. The paper did a story on him cyber-stalking a young woman, and he took offense to that and they started writing threatening messages and stuff to the newspaper for talking about his story and his cyber stalking of this woman. Again, 38-year-old Jared Warren Ramos, police say, stormed the tabloid's office armed with a shotgun and carrying smoke grenades, and he's being arraigned on murder charges later today. Even the people that he shot were not exactly targeted because they were not exactly the people that wrote the story. One was a sports writer. One was an entertainment editor, apparently. They weren't even the people that wrote the story. But again, just to reiterate, the man who left five people dead and two others wounded in a Maryland newspaper yesterday is identified. Well, he's a suspect at this point, but he's identified as 38-year-old Jared Juan Ramos, who they say had sued the paper over defamation and lost. A white San Francisco woman who called police on an 8-year-old little black girl who was selling water outside her apartment building to earn money to go to Disney World. That woman's now announced that she's stepping down as CEO of her marijuana products company. Yes, she sells marijuana products. It's a business decision. Seems that several Bay Area dispensaries are refusing to do business with her company. Eileen Edel's company is called Treatwell Health. And after the video surfaced of her calling the police on a child, went viral, won her the moniker Permit Patty. And again, a lot of these other companies say we're not going to do business with her. Meanwhile, the owner of the restaurant in Lexington, Kentucky, who asked the White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders to leave, says she's resigning from a local business group. Stephanie Wilkinson owns the Red Hen. It's a 5-star restaurant. She says that since she's received death threats and bomb threats from Trump supporters, she's pulling out of that group. Starting tomorrow, the Federal Emergency Agency of FEMA will no longer pay shelter to shelter Puerto Rican evacuees here on the mainland. All Toys R Us stores are set to close today.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us.
And yeah, unfortunately, you're going to have to grow up. The last 740 U.S. stores for Toys R Us closed today. And it is the end of June. A lot of kids are really happy, and we know why. That's right. School's out forever. We'll be back with more entertainment on today's trending topics as well, 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This Independence Day, shop the 4th of July style celebration at Salvation Army Thrift Stores and save 50% off all clothing. That's half off of already low-priced brand names and designer steals you'll find store-wide every day. Best of all, everything you buy helps restore families in need. So come freshen up your wardrobe while helping others find a fresh start at Salvation Army stores this 4th of July. Doing the most good. Sale valid at participating locations July 4th only. See store for details.
NBA veteran forward Richard Jefferson has a 2016 NBA championship ring from his time with the Cleveland Cavaliers. But in a hilarious Snapchat post, Jefferson said, "I decided to end my friendship with LeBron James. Truth be told, I never liked the guy. He works too hard. It makes the rest of us look bad. He's my son's favorite player, and I view that as a complete betrayal of how hard I've worked to put a roof over his head." Jefferson and his Jefferson and his family lives in the Los Angeles area. Also, LeBron's friends and his boys are on social media stating, "It's going to be hard to stay up on the West Coast to watch the games, being that they are used to the East Coast time zones." So there you go. Pretty funny.
Mm. We coming, baby.
Listen to me.
It's LA Bound.
No, listen to me.
Uh-huh.
I had a very interesting conversation yesterday on the golf course. Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
With Jason Kidd.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Uh-huh. Okay.
I ran up into Jay Kidd out on the golf course.
You play golf with Jason Kidd?
He made an interesting point. He said he doesn't think LeBron is coming to L.A. He thinks LeBron is going to stay in Cleveland one more year so he can opt out. I said, he said, Magic sounded like he tipped his hand a bit when Magic Johnson said the other day, you can't judge me by one summer. You got to give me two summers. And if I don't turn this around, I'll walk away from the job. But you can't judge me on one summer.
I hope he come because I got a song about it. So that'll make me real good with the damn song.
You look like a genius, huh?
Yeah, sure, maybe look like
that
a genius.
One song to go the way.
like you can't write another one?
No.
That's it. That's all. One and done, Jay. Yeah.
One and done. I can't tell how many times I heard that.
But what if he
no one on the Lakers team right now is a Kevin Love? Paul George came. He'll only have that one more guy.
What if he gets
Leonard
too?
That's not enough to beat Golden State or Houston. It's just not.
What if he get Paul and Leonard? If he get Paul George and Leonard, that's pretty good right there. You can
San Antonio
around.
Is not trading
Kawhi
to the Lakers
okay,
and have to see him four times.
Yeah, he'll be in the
they're
East.
They're not going
to
do that.
He'll be in the East.
No, they'll trade him to the East, but they will not trade him to the West.
Mm-mm. No.
And Kawhi has to be traded. He can't just walk.
No.
Mm-hmm. All right, Steve, we got to get to the headlines.
And they don't have no pieces for Kawhi and Lakers. The Lakers can't give up them young boys to get Kawhi.
You want
to
hear something real stupid? They say,
y'all bet you. Can we, why don't you say that and tell us so we can see? Because if you finna say something real stupid, we need to take a break before you say that. We'll be back.
I'm finna give you later headlines.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, please introduce Jay with his Murder the Hit for today.
Oh, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen. Regretfully,
Jay, don't be like that.
Murder the Hits, Brown.
Don't be like that. In fact, don't. Come on, Steve.
he wants a better intro, Steve.
This is no. I'm gonna take that one because if you ask again, it's just gonna be cussing in it. And so, what you got.
No. I won't. Jay, ask me.
Okay, Steve, can I have a better intro?
Sure, you can, Jay. Ladies and gentlemen, the king of pranks, Nephew Tommy.
Oh, that's cold.
That ain't no better intro. Now, I'm Team J now. Now, that's wrong.
Thank you.
Now, help him murder this
hit. All right, then. Ladies and gentlemen, here to murder another hit, one of the most talented hit makers in all of the music business, / prank artist via music.
What?
Anthony Brown.
All right, this definitely has to do with LeBron coming to L.A. Because I think he's coming. You know why? Because I wrote a song about it. Here it go. Miami, you ain't going back. Dwayne Wade understand, you know he got your back. And JR ain't getting a new contract. The Lakers got big money, they can pay the cap. You got to clip a team trying, skimming and dreaming. Or you can work on your acting, not singing. I know you're married, so thank God you're not single. And you can wear your crazy outfits like in Cleveland. You be in Hollywood, where we rolling light up. Hit the J-Spot Comedy in Inglewood.
California.
Yes, sir.
Jay,
yes, sir, Jay.
Jay.
I think, bro.
Yes,
right. Yo, man. Yo.
Jay, I ain't gonna lie to you.
That's it right there, man.
That's the jam.
That's the cut right there.
Love it.
That's the damn
love
jam.
Love it. Love it.
Can I take that on vacation?
You can have it with you, man. I think Brown's coming to California.
Run it again, Jay.
Hey, man.
All right, Jay, it started last night. Just get this in. It started last night in Birmingham, Alabama at the Stardome. It's going on tonight and tomorrow night. Two more shows starring your boy, J. Anthony Brown, at the Stardome in Birmingham, Alabama.
Jay, who
tell Bruce I'm on my way, man. Tell him that.
Oh, I got Annie and I got my daughter, Annie McKnight, and I got my daughter. My daughter's gonna come.
I remember Annie.
Oh, that's nice.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
What, Steve?
What?
Your daughter?
Yeah, she's been doing
it. You didn't know that?
She's a comic.
She's a comedian. Yeah, she worked with Tommy.
I heard you say
and Jay doesn't want her to cuss, but she...
No, she can't cuss, Steve. If she cuss,
I let her cuss, Jay.
She can't cuss on my show. No, we don't want to cuss.
But you be cussing.
I'm daddy.
Jay?
And you probably tell your children, do as I say, not as I do? Yeah.
Thank you.
Hell no.
Say what
she got to trim her joke down because you there.
And she's funny, too, right, Tommy?
No, she's funny.
She's very funny.
She's funny.
You can't cuss.
Nah, man, we daddy. You do what you want to do, Jay.
Okay, thank you, man.
Hell, it's your show. Hell, I put Tommy on the show. I have Tommy not cuss in front of me if I want to.
Why I'm finna stop cussing? Why
if
you got
I
me
tell
stop
you
cussing?
To, you will.
Oh,
you're the greatest cusser. You all right, the greatest.
No, I'm finna walk out there and take it to another level.
All right, up next, it is the nephew, the king of pranks. He'll be cussing, I'm sure, with the prank phone call for today, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, she won't get in my bed. Right.
Okay.
That's an issue right there.
Well, all right.
That's an issue.
Wait till you hear this letter. But right now, it is the nephew with today's prank phone call. King of Pranks, what you got?
Apartment 316. Some of y'all thinking about John 316. That's not what this is. This is apartment 316. You know that one, Jay?
Yeah.
Everybody. All right. Here it is. Run it, cat.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Dale.
Yeah, this is Dale.
Hey, Dale, how you doing, man? My name is Vaughn, dude. You live in, I'm trying to make sure I got the right dude, man. You live in Court, right? Apartments?
Yeah, I live in What's going on?
Okay, you live in apartment 316, right?
Yeah, is it something I need to be worried about? What's going on with my apartment?
No. Everything cool with your apartment, man. I got your number from a lady at the leasing office.
Regarding?
Say what now?
What's it in regards to?
Well, actually, what's going to happen is I'm going to move to Court. And what I wanted to do, you know, see, man, every apartment I've always lived in apartment 316. And I know you in 316. So, the girl at the office gave me, you know, because I don't want to move nowhere else where I can't be in room 316. I got to be, you know, it's just real superstitious, I know, but I got to have apartment.
Hey, hold on. You say your name, Vaughn?
Yeah, I'm Vaughn.
Right, Vaughn. And who gave you my number again?
One of the ladies at the leasing office when I was over there.
Who was it?
I can't really remember her name, man.
Listen, cut this and I'm going to tell you like this, man. Don't call me for nothing like that, man. Now I ain't moving out of my apartment, man. I've been staying there for 4 years. When I move out to the apartment, I move in the house. You understand? All this you got going with your whatever it is, your 316, your 132, that's on you, man.
No, it ain't 132. I got to stay in 316, man. See, that's what I'm trying to say. I didn't sign the lease, so I'm stuck with it. I got to get that apartment. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. Would you like to, which other apartment would you like to move to? And I go on and get them to move your stuff.
Ain't nothing moving. Only thing ain't going to move is them numbers. You can add them up. Divide them, do whatever you want to them, but I ain't moving. So you're going to have to get that to your head, man. And really, I'm because I don't know who the gave you my number with like this. I'm at work and calling me with is. I don't even know no Vaughn.
No, you don't know me, dog. I asked them who was in 316. They told me
that ain't none of your business who in 316, man.
Hey, listen, man. I'm trying to do this as respectful as possible. You know, like I said, I really can't function unless I'm living in a
disrespect me then. Do it disrespectful then, because I'm going to show do this. You call me with like this, I don't give a favorite. No, I don't care if that was your favorite scripture.
Okay, hey, dog.
Call me with like that, man.
See, now you're going to make this hard. Okay, so let me say this to you. I already told a lady I want to be in 316. She told me I needed to deal with Dale. Now, I'm trying to deal with you in a polite way, okay? Because like I say, I can't function, man, unless I'm in apartment 316. I can't even get them to go to work. I cannot function, okay? I have to have that apartment number, dude.
All right. So, it sounds like you got a problem on your hands, man. Whatever your problem is, that's your problem. Ain't got to do with me. Don't call me no like that. Like I say, I've been staying in 316. I'm going to stay in 316 till I move to a house. You need to find something else to do. And really, I'm pissed off at the that gave you my number to call me with this. I can't believe that.
Hey, first of all, let me say this to you. Like I don't this, like man. The way you're talking to me. First, and I told you I got a
problem.
I don't
like the way you come at me with that come at me with a number. What the I look like you, man? 316.
What hey, excuse me, dog? What you say?
You calling me with this I tell you what, man. Come at me or come at my apartment with that and you gonna see it, man. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I'm trying to handle this respectably, man. Okay? All right? That's what I'm trying to do. Dale, listen to me. I'm trying to tell you honestly, dog, I cannot function outside of them three numbers. I have to live in apartment 316.
That ain't my business, man.
No, I don't want to have to come move your but I do it.
Hold on. Run that back. What you say?
I said, I don't want to have to move your
said that down. That me up. What you gonna come move my? I want. Hey, matter of fact, come on, come move 316. I got a for you. Come on, man. Come on, come move my man. Come on, 210 solid. Come on, move that. All kind of going on in the world, but no. I got 365 days deal with this. I'm at work. You want? I'm on my 9 to 5, and you come at me about some 316. I'm gonna whoop somebody. That's all I got to say, man. It's gonna be you. Before I deal with you, though, I'm going to get the lease now for even giving you my number all day.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to tell you I have to stay under them numbers, man. I have to. I'm superstitious like that. I know everybody ain't like that, but I just happen to be like that. You understand?
Everybody ain't like that, man. I ain't got time to be dealing with really, everybody ain't got time to sit up and listen like this. Man, you look up a Christian, man. Other than that, I've been out this job looking for. What apartment number did they give you?
They gave me like 329 or something like that. I can't stay there, man.
That's where I'm gonna meet you at, man. Meet me at 329, 6 o'clock tonight. How about them numbers?
Okay. So how about these numbers right here? 877-29-STEVE.
What the mean?
877-29-STEVE.
877-29-C.
You ain't never heard that number before?
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
That's the number to the Steve Harvey Morning Show, because this is Nephew Tommy, and you just got pranked by your coworker, Linda.
Abby, make that it sounds crazy as hell. I was believing it for a second. Had me rolling. God, got me about to take off and go to the lease now. I'll be calling right now. Who you say got me now?
Yo, ain't you got a coworker named Linda?
Linda? Ain't this about Linda coming for Linda right now? I wonder why the hell she taking so long. She put she on some man. God, y'all had me going though, man.
Hey, Dale, I got one more thing to ask you, man. Dale, you at work for real, ain't you?
Yeah.
Hey, man, what's the baddest radio show in the land, man?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, man. Get back to work, man. Your phone off the hook over there.
All right.
No, he don't.
Apartment 316. It's important. It means something.
It wasn't what we thought. You're right. Ain't it biblical about that at all.
Tommy, so let me ask you a question, man. Is the Boule this weekend?
The Boule is next weekend. The Boule is next weekend, so... You know, okay. Man, my wife spent a lot of money on this damn, on this Boule, man.
What, anyway. With her outfit and everything?
Man, every night. I mean, you know, it runs for over a week. It's like, I need to get this, I need to get that, I need a hotel room for every night.
She's got to
be flying.
Why
you can't stay at home? You can't stay at home?
Tommy.
Oh.
Huh? Tommy, listen to me.
She with her
husband is nephew Tommy.
I got that.
She gots to flex. She gots to flex.
Thank you, Steve.
And you got to let her flex.
No, I done gave her
Y'all
everything.
Got the chateau. You Stop got all so them cheap. Damn cars.
Yeah.
Stop being so darn cheap.
I'm not, surely, I'm not being cheap.
Yes, you are.
But why you can't stay at home?
Are. Because she wants to be at the hotel with her girls.
You can't have the boule at your house.
And take the hot pitch out your voice, too. Yeah,
Steve said it all. Steve said it all. Say it again, Steve.
You can't have the boule at your house.
Alpha Kappa. Alpha.
Right.
But, dog, but you need
Man,
you need
know how much
tooth.
Pink stuff she got to buy?
Right.
But you need a two-bedroom suite? You need that?
Yes.
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 Dog, why would she get a regular room and you her husband?
Ta-da!
Thank you.
You all on Instagram with cars and everything.
Ta-da!
Buying them chains.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She didn't say anything about
she
that.
She gonna get a two-bedroom suite.
Today's Strawberry Letter, the subject is, she won't get in my bed. That's coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Thread is a new hit podcast from Aussie Media that explores history's surprising connections in order to discover how one thing leads to another. Like how movie moguls in early Hollywood helped spark the Me Too movement today. Get it on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen.
All right, it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on dating, on relationships, on sex, on work, on parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. Steve, isn't that right?
Because nothing means more to me than helping people.
Look at that.
I got a little vomit in my throat right there.
Go on and let it out, Jay. Because that was
buckle
some...
up and hold on tight.
Stop,
we got
guys.
It.
I mean it.
No, yeah, right. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, she won't get in my bed. Dear Stephen Shirley, I have been dating a beautiful woman for about 5 months. Everything is great. She's special and she does a lot for me. Here's the problem. We've run into a big issue whenever we discuss her sleeping over at my house. She asked me how many sexual partners have I had, and undoubtedly there have been quite a few. Then she asked me how many women have been in my bed. That was a tough question to answer. Undoubtedly, there have been quite a few. She got very upset and demanded that I buy a whole new bed because she doesn't want to sleep in a bed that another woman has been in. I bought that bed and mattress a few years ago, and it is a very nice king-size bed that I spent over $1,000 on. Should I spend more of my money to buy another bed? Should I go ahead and buy another car while I'm at it because other women have been in my car? If so, she should have to buy new underwear because other men may have seen her in it. This is crazy, and I hope we don't break up because of this. Am I wrong? Please help. I don't think you're wrong at all. I think you're right. This is crazy. But you really surprised me on this one by answering her how many women have you been with or have been in your bed question. Why? Why'd you answer that? I mean, everyone has a past, and you should have kept that in the past. It serves no purpose here, and it's really none of her business. I mean, what difference does it make? You know, was the bed clean? Those are my questions I have for you. You changed the sheets and everything, right? Didn't it look fresh and clean in there? After only 5 months, she wants you to throw your bed out and get a new one? I mean, I could see if you guys were together for a long time and like planning on getting married and stuff, then you might invest in a new bed and some new furniture while you're at it, you know, to start your new life with her. Until she sleeps in your bed, the one you have, you know, as long as it's clean and everything, or you go over to her house and sleep in her bed. All right, Steve?
Shirley, I happen to disagree with you on this, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
He says, is he wrong for this? He dead wrong. He dead wrong. Because, dude, you bought this on yourself. Mm-hmm. Damn, dog. You've been dating this girl 5 months. She's special to you. See, you said it. She's special to you. So now if she's special to you, then you got to expect to treat her special. So here's how you treat her special. First of all, when she came to you and said, how many women have you had before me? That boy.
Just lie.
This ain't the time for you to come talking about your conquering skills and how many women you done really had. Then she asked you, how many women have been in this bed? And you said, well, quite naturally, quite a few. For what?
Right.
What your stupid ass say that for? You dumb, dog. Listen to me. Y'all got to start learning how this game goes. Let me teach you a couple of things. First of all, ladies, if a man asks you how many men you've been with, what have I told y'all your maximum number is?
3, right?
3. Mm-hmm. 3 is your maximum numbers, lady. I don't give a damn if you was a hooker in the 80s.
A hooker in the
3 is your damn limit. 3.
Don't ask.
That's your number. I don't give a damn what you did. That's your number. Guys, your maximum number can never exceed 5. Now, I know that's not true, but shut your damn mouth. How many women been over here? Not very many, man. I've always been very selective in my process, so I've always carefully picked women.
Don't ask.
Who been in this bed? Nobody but you. Now, I done some things on that floor downstairs in the hallway. And I done some things in that garage. But ain't nobody been on
garage,
man.
In the garage. In the garage.
What?
I'm lying. But you got to know when to lie.
There you go. That sounds good.
Now,
don't ask,
you done bought
tell.
This king-size bed for $1,000 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Now, she don't want to come in this bed, all these other women, because now this woman who's special to you, you're not telling her she ain't special no more, because everybody done been up here. You bought this on yourself. So do you have to go get another bed? Yes. Now, you can try a couple of options. You can flip the mattress and say ain't nobody been on this side. You could try that.
This side is fresh, baby.
I like that.
And these is all new sheets. You could try that. You could eat, if your headboard is wood, you could stain it a new color. If it's a fabric, you can get it covered.
So you're saying he should buy a whole new bed?
I think he gonna have to, Shirley, because he bought this on himself. And it's just a damn bed. But you ain't got to buy another bed, though. You could just buy a frame. Get a futon. You got to do something.
It's got to look different when she walk in there.
But you're going to lose this girl right here. Then you stupid and say, what, I got to buy another car now because a lot of women been in the car. Why you keep wanting to talk about these lot of women, your dumb ass? Stupid ass dude. Damn. Always trying to show what we got. Now you done got yourself in a quandary here because this girl who you say is special, now she want to be special to you and she don't want to fall in line. Now you got to do something about that. Now you ain't got to get a new car, but why you got to tell her how many been in there? You stupid. And you done wrote her the letter and it's on national radio show. You dumb. You need to buy a new car and a bed.
You need to buy a new house. How about that?
New clothes, new everything.
Yeah, you need to move.
Yeah, you just too. Now, then his dumb ass, dude, she need to buy some new underwear because men done seen that. Mm-hmm. You don't, boy.
All right, we got to go, Steve. We'll have part 2 of your response coming up at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on, let's get to it. Part 2 of your response to today's Strawberry Letter subject.
This boy, told his woman he think is special. His stupid dude had told his woman who he think is special. How many women have been in his bed? Now she don't want to sleep in the bed no more. Okay, cool. So now you got to fix this. I think you do have to get another bed or at least a new frame and headboard. You probably can keep the mattress, but you're going to have to flip it.
That's the mattress? Part, right? No.
That's the dirty part.
Yeah, you're going to have to flip the mattress. Or you could just buy a foster care seal and sew it on the mattress, make it look new.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ways you can trick this, but you're going to have to do something. So, Shirley, mm-hmm. I want you to be the girl, and I want you to ask me questions about women. And let
Thank
me show
God,
you what
I'm not
he
the
did.
Girl. Come on.
I'm going to show you how he set himself up. Just ask me anything, Shirley. Go ahead.
So,
I'm the young dude trying to impress him.
Young? Okay. Okay, so how many women have been in your bedroom, would you think?
Ooh, girl.
Ooh.
It's like all that.
This sounds like a lot.
Ooh ain't never good.
No, ooh is never good.
Well, I'm waiting. Has it been that many?
Shalanda, he's saying their name.
Josephine. Mercedes.
Porsche. The twins.
Kangaroo and Hennessy. Lamborghini. Kangaroo.
Oh, Lamborghini.
Yeah, hold up, girl. Can you get back to me tomorrow? Because I can't come up with all of them.
Well,
but you special, though.
Has it been that many that you can't think of it?
Stop doing who? Stop who?
I mean, you know, I'm going to need a couple of days to complete the list.
Wow. Well, did you sleep with them all in this bed right here?
Well, let's see. Woo, damn near.
Stop.
Damn near.
It's been about.
You who?
Well, there's one thing. Let me see.
You're going back down
here? Yeah, I have some people up here.
What kind of bed is this?
Oh, this is a bad thing. I bought this thing about 3 years. I damn near wore this thing out. I bought this thing about 3 years. Guys, remember? Yeah, I bought that 20-year mattress. I done damn near put 20 years on this thing in three.
Well,
I done damn near wore the warranty out on this one.
Well, at least your sheets and everything are nice and everything looks clean. I
mean, don't sit right there.
Oh,
don't
I got to clean right these sheets because, girl, I'm messy.
Oh, gosh.
Because, you know, I be on here all kinds of stuff up in here. You know, there's lubricants on here, oil on here, jelly.
Water,
log cabin. Girl, there's some stuff on here.
Well, do you have another bedroom, perhaps, with a different bed in it?
Oh, yeah, I got that. But that's for the kids when the kids come over.
Oh.
Surely nice.
Because six of the women over here got kids by me.
Carla says Shirley is nice.
Well, you tell me to ask him anything.
Carla, what you want to ask me?
Okay, so all these women that just taking you a few days, so they all been in your bedroom here at the house. You've been getting busy like that.
Yeah, you in here, ain't you?
Yeah, but I'm about to leave.
Oh, you gonna leave all this here?
All of that. I'm gonna let you have
all these memories.
Yes. You've been way too busy, my brother. Way too busy.
I ain't been too busy. I'm trying to get busy. Nah, I mean, what you want me to do?
Nothing. I want you to do nothing right now.
But you want me to just sit up here and just wait on you to come around?
I ain't
know you.
Right, you didn't. And now that I know you, I'm out.
You've only known me for 5 months.
Yeah, where you going? We ain't even had time to even, we ain't even broke this bed. Look here.
We ain't what?
Look here.
We ain't even had time to break this bed in good.
Nah, that's all right. That bed's been broken in. You already let us know that.
But not this side of the mattress. I flipped it for you.
Oh!
Wow.
See, you on the new side.
Nah, I'm good. Nah.
You know, you like after I've been sleeping on the pillow all night and you flip it to get the cool side. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Oh, you on the cool side of my life, girl.
Nah, that's okay.
Come on, Jay.
It's just like that, then.
Come on, Jay. Yeah, it is. It's like that.
You know, you probably got on some panties that another dude has seen. You finna buy all new drawers? Wow.
I might have on new panties. You don't know what kind of panties I got on. We talking about this mattress, though, right now.
Well, I can't see the panties unless you get on the mattress. Should be right back in here.
Work it, boy.
Hey. No, we not.
Okay, Steve, let Jay be the girl, too. Come on, Jay.
You ready?
Jay, yeah. A good girl.
Yeah, I like Jay.
I do girl real good. Huh? First of all, your ass is just nasty. You're straight nasty, okay? And I ain't got time for nasty men. You's nasty. You's very nasty.
I'm nasty.
I'm surprised something ain't fell off your ass yet, because that's just nasty.
Well, what's going to fall off for me?
Because you done been doing too many things in this bed. I ain't getting in there.
Wait a minute, hold up. Open this drawer right here. Open that drawer on the nightstand. Count how many in there. Count the rubbers in there.
Man, that's just straight nasty.
You know how many condoms in this drawer?
And from what I heard, don't none of them fit.
Well, some of them fit, I just ain't get them on in time. That's why I got the kids' room over here.
Yeah.
Damn, you tripping. What you ain't finna do is dog my kids out. Because God blessed me with them. I didn't plan on none of them being here, but God plan is different.
Mm. Tommy, you want to be the girl?
Come on, Tommy.
Not with 10 seconds left. No, I'm not going to be a 10-second girl.
All right, we got
to
go, guys.
Right after this, dude. You have to wait. Get in line.
Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. Coming up in about 10 minutes, things vegans will be saying on the 4th of July. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, Jay, and you guys are here to tell us things that vegans will be saying because the 4th of July is coming up. So,
and this is going to be interesting because 3 of my kids is vegan.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay. Oh. So you'll probably hear a lot of this stuff then, huh?
I'm a vegan right now. I'm a vegan all the way up to the before. I was vegan 15 days before I went to the mentoring camp. But I break that meat out on meat days. And 4th of July is a meat day.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, it'll be on UC.
Okay. Oh, you're going to post
it. Do y'all remember when there was never a vegan?
I never knew one.
Yeah.
I never knew one.
Yeah. I remember vegetarians, but yeah. Never right. Just a straight vegan.
I didn't know them.
Yeah. Oh, I never
was none of them.
I was a vegetarian. Yeah.
Everybody ate meat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. These are things vegans and vegetarians will be saying at the 4th of July. Steve will kind of part. Here we go. If you knew what them chickens was eating, you wouldn't eat chicken.
Mm.
Well, I don't know what the damn chickens is eating. And so I'm just going to be just enjoying this chicken then.
We finna
eat that. I don't know what they eat, but I know what I'm going to be eating.
The chicken.
Here with all them vegan slogans. What else?
Here's another one. So you just going to eat meat in front of me, huh?
Girl, I eat meat in front of you, behind you, under you, on top of you. I'm talking to my kids. I was eating meat when I was paying all them damn college tuitions your ass ain't got to pay loans on.
Here's one. Is that meat I smell?
It damn sure is. It ain't corn, I can tell you that. Zucchini don't have a smell. Yeah. You ever grilled a tomato? There is no smell. You know why? Because it don't belong on the damn grill.
He's a meat lover, angry.
You know how long meat stay in your system? A long time.
And that's why I want it.
Cut the hunger pains down.
That's what I put it in there for.
Here's another one. If that's got meat in it, then I can't eat it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what you going to eat then?
Because everything.
The greens got meat in it. Greens got meat in it. I got meat in the damn mac and cheese this year. It's meat next to all that damn bread we got.
We got
meat
in the meat.
And it's meat on the grill.
Meat on the
meat
grill.
In the meat.
It's meat in
the
meat.
I got a cow standing over there in the middle of that grass in case I run out of it.
Stupid. Right. You stay ready.
Yeah. I know you heard this one, Steve. Who gave the baby meat?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I gave the baby meat. Who you think gave the baby meat? Look how happy the baby looks. Go on over there and take the meat from the baby. Watch the baby start crying. I gave my grandson a Slim Jim. My daughter had a heart attack. She took
Was
that
he happy,
Jim
though?
He started crying. So came right back in that office. I gave him another one.
All right. I told you I was a vegan, but you got meat over here? Seriously?
Yeah. And it is the 4th of July, ain't it?
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. Any of your vegan friends barbecuing? No, because it ain't nothing to barbecue. Why ain't you over there, damn house? Why is all the vegans over here? You know why? Because y'all trying to smell meat. With your unhappy ass.
You think vegans are sad?
Oh, they're very sad. They are sad. What? They are very sad. They are very sad people, right? All right, I got another one. Can we try these vegan hot dogs?
Not on this grill, you won't.
Why you can't put them on the grill?
We put meat on this grill.
I bought the kids an easy bake oven 2 years ago for Christmas. Somebody go in the basement and get that. And them ain't hot dogs no damn way.
All right, this is the one right here. This is it. You ever seen that video, What the Health?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw it. Yes, I saw it.
Yeah.
I was
and
eating,
ain't
eating,
none of the chickens and cows in that video on this grill.
I was watching it eating meat. Yeah, I saw it.
I love it. That's exactly what's going to happen.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
That's it.
Yeah.
The one that always killed me, though, but they wanted the greens, but, oh, you put meat in there with the greens? Oh, no, I can't eat those greens.
At least some smoked turkey now. Yeah. At least. Man.
Eat around them.
Who wants flavor?
They don't want the meat anywhere near their food.
I just asked a vegan just one simple question.
What?
Don't you miss full?
Full, Junior?
Don't you miss being full? You don't miss that?
I mean, I'm not mad at their lifestyle. I don't either.
But just don't come over here and mess with me.
But don't talk about me. Don't judge.
And stop going where they're cooking meat at. That's all you got to do.
If you go
over there, they're going to be cooking meat.
Bring a lunchbox.
Or just bring your meal in the container and sit over in the corner. You're going to be disgruntled, but you're here.
Disgruntled.
So how much meat are you guys planning to eat this 4th?
Slabs.
Oh, man.
Slabs.
I said slabs. Oh.
Slabs.
I'm bringing my own fork and knife. You ain't got to worry about me. Just...
I stopped again, but I miss chicken so much. I really do.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Why you eat chicken, though?
You're currently a vegan.
And I've stopped. Oh, I miss chicken. I see it because chicken is everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And in everything. You're right.
In everything.
You don't want no Popeyes, Jay?
I do. That's what I'm saying. I'm having withdrawals, man.
Wow. So what is that like for you, Jay? What are you eating?
Just vegetarian stuff. That's about it. You know, but I miss meat.
I don't understand a fat vegetarian. That's kind of hard.
Oh, I know one.
Do you?
Name is Jandy Brown. What are you talking about?
I'm not talking about you, Jay. I just don't know fat vegetarian.
All right, listen, we got to get out of here. Coming up at the top of the hour, vacations rejuvenate employees, but not for long. Right after this, we'll talk about it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Tommy, before we start talking about vacations, because that's what this break is all about, please give us details on the keys to summer sweepstakes, okay?
Oh, you talking about Florida?
Yeah.
Let me give you the details. Here it is.
Our Keys to the Summer Sweepstakes is going on all this week, and we're giving away a fun field trip for four to the Florida Keys. Included is a four-night stay at Chica Lodge and Spa in Isla Mirada, plus round-trip air transportation, snorkeling, parasailing, and jet skiing at Fury Water Adventures and more. To enter and get rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. This sunshine-filled getaway is brought to you by Visit Florida. Get away, get closer, make moments that shine with a family vacation in Florida.
All right, thank you, nephew. Listen, taking a week or even a few days out of the office for a vacation can certainly put anyone in a good mood, right? We all love to take our vacation time. But it turns out, it turns out that all those positive effects of a few days without work, they don't actually last long, okay? Mm. Unfortunately, for quite a few people, those positive effects are fleeting. In fact, the poll finds that 24% of workers say the positive effects disappear as soon as they return to work. They need another vacation.
In the same environment.
Right, exactly. While 40% say they only last a few days. Now, of course, not everyone returns from vacation relaxed and rejuvenated because people tend to work on vacation more than they planned. Mm-hmm. So, Steve, I got to ask you, would you say you return to work after vacation with a better attitude? Are you more motivated and productive? Do you have a hard time?
Yeah, I definitely am.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I definitely am.
Because you take a long vacation. Yeah, you're ready to come back.
And he sounds rested when he comes back.
No, I don't. No, surely that's not true.
You're not ready to come back?
I'm not ready to come back.
You just have to.
I'd stay on vacation. Vacation with pay permanently? I would do it in a heartbeat.
Oh, well, yeah. Mm. Who wouldn't? Yeah. But do you have a hard time relaxing, you know, coming down when you first get on vacation? I know I do. It takes me a minute.
Do you miss us?
No.
Never.
Yeah, it takes me about 4 days to disconnect.
Yeah, to get into.
To really get it. Mm-hmm. It used to take me a week, but now I've gotten better at it. It's only going to take me 2 days this year.
Yeah.
Because I've already started leaving here.
Yeah, you're gone.
In your mind.
You're not even
already.
Here right now.
So you going right now?
I've already just left here any damn day.
You're on vacation.
So you'll be relaxed in no time.
Soon as I get there.
Where are you going this year?
Same place I go every year, Cheryl.
Oh, okay.
Going to go see some of the things. We have friends in places now that live there.
Mm-hmm.
That know when we come.
Oh, really? Rich. Okay, that's good. Cool.
Yeah. That's big balling there, boy.
You know, rich friends always like more rich friends.
Yeah, that's they flock together.
Yeah, they go together.
Rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meet all my friends at the mall.
Right. The movie.
In the food court.
In the food court.
I love when Jay said he had a Rolls Royce, but he didn't have a Rolls Royce lifestyle.
No, I have Rolls Royce.
He wasn't going Rolls Royce places.
I was not.
If you see a Rolls Royce parked in front of the stove. And not at the gas pump.
I have a Rolls Royce life. I had to get rid of that car, man.
Where were you going, Jay?
7-Eleven.
You hopping out of Rolls Royce getting a Slurpee.
Roscoe's chicken and waffle.
Getting a chicken and waffle. I'm out front the dollar store. It don't look right.
A dollar store.
Okay, the other day,
uh-huh.
My wife and I were going on our anniversary trip.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So when we got through taping Family Feud Friday night, our anniversary was Sunday, so I took her away for a couple of days. Cliff picks us up, mm-hmm. our driver, mm-hmm. goes to the house, gets Marjorie, comes to the set and pick me up. When I get through, I take the makeup off, I get in the car. We're in the wrong car. We decide to start celebrating our anniversary. We gonna stop at Fatburger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We pull up in the parking lot. There is no drive-thru. We pull up in the parking lot, and we're trying to park.
Uh-huh.
The eyes that was on us.
Yeah, man.
They can't see in my car, but people in the subway was looking out going, who the hell trying to back in this spot? We pull up, Cliff get out to go inside to get the Fatburger. He called ahead so they could start ordering.
Mm-hmm.
We sitting there, people just walking by, just looking at the car.
Mm-hmm.
We wrong like two left shoes sitting up in here. Marjorie says, Steve, I don't think this was a good idea. I said, well, we here now. You want me to tell Cliff, forget it, let's go? She said, no, I want the Fatburger. Because she had never had the fat burger before until the other day.
Uh-huh.
It was her first fat burger.
Oh, wow.
So we in a Rolls Royce.
And fat burger.
In the parking lot of the fat burger with a laundromat next door, a Subway.
Oh, y'all went to one right there.
That keeps you humble. That keeps you humble.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Good, though, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. That burger was good, though, wasn't it?
Boy.
Did Marjorie like it?
She said, Steve, she said, I've driven by it, but it sounded like it wasn't good. It was called Fat Burger. I said, okay.
Fat burger good.
Yeah, yeah.
Fat burger good.
Put that egg on there. Woo!
Fat burger better than In-N-Out to me.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that, especially now. Yeah. I agree with that.
Especially now. What happened?
Well, I don't know. Since we've been gone and been back, In-N-Out burgers taste different to me now.
I knew In-N-Out burger wasn't good when I saw all skinny people coming out.
But I don't care where you go. It's always a line around the block to In-N-Out burger. But they're a little different to me now than they were when we first lived.
I do like
here.
Five Vegas Guys, though.
Oh, I like Five Guys. I like Five Guys.
Oh, Five Guys is outstanding.
I like Five Guys.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
They make a burger.
And I like their fries. I like Five Guys.
Do they
fries.
Have Five Guys in L.A.?
Yeah, they do.
They
yeah.
everywhere.
I ain't seen them.
Oh, yeah, they have
Let's
them.
Let's buy one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you should take the rolls out again and, you know, try to find one.
I ain't
one.
Seen them. Where do you go? Sure, you going to see a Five Guys.
Right.
Where do you turn and see a Five Guys?
You really call.
Get the burger car, please.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, can I ask y'all a question right quick?
Yes, of course.
Well, fellas.
What up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all ever had a girl that just did way too much where you was damn near scared of her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sure every man.
Yes.
Just want to make
sure. Yeah. No, I didn't stop.
Man.
I didn't stop.
I'd ask her to leave.
Like what, Steve?
I mean, man, they just be, man. In there showing you all the stuff they know. And
man.
Just too much.
Get your tongue out my belly button.
Ew.
Yeah,
I've had too much.
So if a girl is freakier than you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Then that's too much for you.
No, but the timing is too wrong. For you get adjusted to what we trying to do, she done flipped and started something else. That's kinkier than the one. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
All this here. What you reaching under the bed? What is that box?
Yeah.
Wait, nah.
What's in
that?
Yeah, she's sitting at the edge of the bed unlocking it. I'm sitting up on the bed scared.
What
the hell you finna open up?
Yeah.
You in here, you got a mask on? What are we doing?
Or somebody that's finding a place that is not sexy at all. Why are you in my armpit? Why is you in there? What is you doing?
What is you doing?
Yeah.
What is you doing?
Armpit. Bite me in my armpit. For what?
Yeah.
So do you say that while it's happening?
Yes, you say it.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm just asking. Yeah. I'm asking.
And then they move on to something else you ain't never had.
My heel?
Yeah.
Had this girl just grinding on my kneecap.
Yeah, what the hell? They way too freaky, sure.
On your kneecap?
That's too much.
I'm just
way
down
too
there
much.
Just working. I'm sitting up here going, what the hell? What is
you
this
know,
for?
Like, I'm used to giving orders.
Uh-huh.
But then put your leg up there. For what? The hell would I put my leg up for?
Yeah, I ain't got no grip. What?
Yeah. What gets me is, shut up, little boy. Whoa.
Yeah.
Shut your ass up. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I've been
play pressed. Somewhere.
Wow.
Why is my face up against the glass? I'm looking outside.
Oh, okay.
What? I ain't gonna be too many bees.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Then again, when you see him again,
you go, come out. I sure can't wait to see you again. Heifer, you'll never see me again.
But have you seen him back out in public? How do they treat you when you back out in public?
Oh, I've seen him before. She over there winking and stuff. You quit winking and she don't even see you. You might as well put some sunglasses on. You quit winking at me with your crazy ass. If that was good for you.
Yeah, I've seen
him. Oh, that's so funny.
You see him back out in public.
If loving you is right, I'd just be wrong.
Okay. I've seen them all out in public, and, you know, she over there with her girlfriend, and the giggling they was doing. The laughing they was doing.
You know they talking about you.
Yeah, huh? I knew it, but that was too much, though. I wasn't that bad.
Like that scene in Boomerang with Eddie Murphy Robin and the girl.
Yeah, this is too much laughing now.
You ever been slapped, though? You ever been slapped right in the middle?
Marcus Graham.
Just slapped the taste out your mouth.
Slapped and then slapped and kissed. Like, wait a minute, I'm confused.
Jay, you've been through some stuff.
I've been through some things.
I see why you ain't getting married, Jay. You've been through too much. All
right, so
one more time.
One more time.
It is right here.
Man, ain't nothing sexy about that, man.
Coming up, it's more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 33 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Steve, now you were asking the guys about relationships and hookups and stuff. Let's hear that.
But we ain't asked the real question. Have y'all done it?
What?
You know women and
oh, now they don't know.
What's the question?
Man, yeah, what is it? Get them to say nothing. Not these two.
Are you crazy?
Have y'all slapped somebody and kissed them right after that? Have y'all done that?
No.
Hold up, listen to this one. I had a girl so fake one time. She just hollering. I'm talking about, woo, woo. I'm sitting there. I ain't even done nothing.
We ain't there yet.
I'm sitting up here looking up. Eyes closed, just squirming. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. What?
Yeah.
I said, okay. Something wrong.
Something seriously wrong.
I've had some horrible experiences. I really have, man.
It happens. Yeah. I had a girl take a shower. She come out the bathroom, steam everywhere, but she on all fours, crawling towards the bed. What the hell is going on? Yeah, I had to get out of there. Steam coming out the bathroom, and then she come out the steam on all fours. Ain't nothing sexy about this. You went in walking.
She was clean.
No, she went in walking, Shirley. You come out on all fours, crawling. Now, is you possessed? That's what the hell I'm thinking.
At least she was clean.
When Eastern Airlines was open.
Yeah.
Eastern Airlines. Wow.
I dated this flight attendant, right? And I went by there because I was performing. I go by there, and her habit was, whatever she did, she just left the door open. So if she went to the bathroom, she just left the door. I'm not there with you.
Right.
No. I love my wife. Mm-mm. But my wife closed her door.
Thank you.
Yes.
I got to shut my door.
It's too much.
Man, let me tell you, people have a drink in this damn house.
We wouldn't have what?
No drapes.
Oh, why? If you didn't close your door?
I burned them damn drapes off that wall.
Ow.
I got to shut my door. Yeah, I got windows in my bathroom that open at the bottom, top, and open like those.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
We got our
own. Have that.
Yeah.
Toilets. Everybody got their own.
I'm back, yeah.
And let me ask you something. What do y'all call y'all own toilets at the chateau?
Uh-oh.
The toilet.
Toilet.
No, I'm going to give you a new term so when you talking to your friend, those are called water closets.
Oh, yeah, water
closets. Ooh, I need that. Okay.
You know that?
Yeah, see, I'm going to just tell you that.
Water closet.
Because you like throwing out that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
On toilet.
I'm sorry.
We have separate water closets.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jackie's in the water closet right now.
He can't
and
say
she'll
it.
Be out momentarily.
Oh, I forgot.
You can't tell anyone that she's in the water closet.
Why not?
Oh, yes, he will.
That's her business.
That's great timing. I'm going to get
first, because you can't say it.
Right.
Well, I'm going to tell him she is, Shirley.
In the ladies' room. Yeah, in the restroom.
Or anything.
But that's the water.
She's unavailable. And, just say she can't. She's indisposed right now.
She's busy right now.
Yeah,
right.
Don't say
what
any of that.
What is indisposed? What is that?
All right.
Nobody here ever agrees with me.
All right, coming up, it's Steve Harvey and his closing remarks. You don't want to miss it at 49 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are. Last break of the day. We've had a good day today. Happy Friday, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy your weekend and everything. Steve. And Jay, you wanted to say happy birthday to a very special
belated
person.
Belated happy birthday to Sandra Charleston. She turned 76 today. Golden.
That's your girlfriend?
Now, who is that, who is Jay? That? Who is Miss Sandra?
Belated happy birthday to Sandra Charleston. 83 today.
We found out that Jay has a boo now. That's great news. Yeah, we're happy about that.
But she's 117, though. What is that about?
Tommy.
What can an old boo do?
Tommy.
Huh?
Nice. Focus.
I hate to tell you something, Tommy, but your ass is 51.
Half of that. Almost.
Jay Anthony Brown.
51
boo,
and slowing.
I know how to handle it.
51 and slowing.
I don't do age jokes on this show.
Steve, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Steve's closing remarks.
Well, you know, just something for people to think about. A lot of times, especially single moms, But I think this is for everybody, but I want single moms to think about this too, especially. Because all of us at times that are parents or business owners or leaders or whatever we are, head of family, however, we pour so much into others that we oftentimes forget about ourselves. And you're doing a disservice to yourself. Now, oh, it's great for everybody else that you are so giving and understanding and sharing and caring and all-encompassing and nurturing of all these people in your life. But soon and very soon, you will find that you will need the same thing that you just keep giving to everybody else. And you're going to look up and you're going to realize that you are the far and away most giving person, that you are the far and away the most sharing person, the most understanding, the one that's always trying to make something convenient for others. And then when it's your turn, when it's your time to get that same thing, some of these people, you don't know where to get it from. It's almost like you keep providing relief for so many others, but there's none for you. So what I'm talking to you about this today is simple. Everybody, I'm not telling you to be lazy. I'm not telling you to stop working. I'm telling you everybody has got to have some me time. Everybody has got to do something that's just for you. It's the only way that you can recharge the battery that's being drained so drastically by all the people that you've been giving, caring, sharing, and nurturing. If you don't stop for you every now and then to charge up your battery, these other people unknowingly will drain you until the battery is dead. You can't leave the lights on in your car all night long and go outside and expect the car to start. That's a battery. We are just like batteries. You can't leave the lights on all the time and keep expecting that car to keep starting. You got to turn them lights off sometime. You got to pull up to the gas station sometime. Sometimes you have to take that car in for just a tune-up. Sometime that car got to go in for repairs. But at one point in time, if you keep running that car, you got to do something for the car. You can't just be the transportation to all the games, all the events, and never stop time and take yourself somewhere. I'm sorry, but guess what? Those people will be fine if you go away for 2 days. Those people will be fine if you take a day off. Well, don't look like you're going to your little event today, son. Because you know why? Because mom going to take a break today. Or you know what? I'm not cooking today. Y'all go in there and find yourself something to eat. They ain't going to sit there and starve. Take some time out for yourself to recharge your battery before you mess around and you no good to anybody. To them or yourself. And what I'm saying to you is not a selfish closing remark. It's a closing remark that people need to hear from time to time. And you know who I'm talking to right now? I'm talking to myself. Because, man, I just keep giving and giving and giving and giving and giving. I just need some time for me every now and then. Some me time. My wife and I were having a discussion about this the other day. She said, Steve, I get it. You're absolutely right. I get it. All of you, you need some time to yourself. Everybody has to do it. I don't care how many people counting on you. I don't care how many people need you. They're not going to be able to count on you if you drain the battery. You have got to give yourself some time. Doesn't make you wrong. Doesn't make you selfish. As a matter of fact, really, if you look at it, those people that are not saying, hey, you know what? You need some time off. Or, hey, you should just chill today. Hey, I got it. I'm cooking today. Hey, Mom, I'm going to just get an Uber to this event today. Hey, look, I'm going to take a break. Mom, why don't you take it easy? Dad, why don't you take it easy? Dad, just chill, man. I got it. I'll go out here. I'll get myself over here. They don't say that. They don't. They don't even know how. They just keep wanting. Take some time out for yourself. Recharge your battery. Everybody will appreciate it. Those are my closing remarks.
All right. Thank you.
Yay.
Yeah. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.